episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Janice and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I can go write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me sound like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker.
You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Bella said you're so funny.
Contemporary ways, they got driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Evening, this is the Rick and Roro Show, episode number 43 on August the 16th or the 9th. One of the two. Roro, where are you? I'm a bit old and getting a bit senile here. I'm 92. I think it's definitely number 43 on the either the 9th or the 16th. It just shows you how much I care about the date. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, little old man that does our continuity. Fantastic that he's still doing it, despite Rollo abusing him recently. This is Rick waiting for Rollo. He'll be coming in shortly. Sober, Rick, no drinking, no alcohol for 5 days, 6 days. I haven't had a drink since Sunday. Do I feel better for it? Yes, I do. Am I losing weight? Yes, I am. Am I boring? Yes, I am. Very boring. As Rollo just said, I sound boring. But no, I talk more sober. Beware. Be warned. Rollo, what's the date today? Is it the 9th or the...
Saturday the 16th of August 2025.
Yeah, the little old man that comes and does the thing, the little old ABC continuity thing, couldn't tell if it's the 9th.
Yeah.
He's absolutely
Rick and Roller 43.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so you've given up drinking. What's wrong with you, son?
What's the fucking matter with me? But I tell you what, I needed to have a break. So I was starting to get fat, well, not fat, but I was just getting saggy looking. I like to look trim and
saggy looking. How old are you? You're 60 years old.
60. I like to look like, look at my role models. Look at other people my age. Is Brad Pitt my age? I think he is. Keanu Reeves, same age as me. Chris Cornell, he's lost a lot of weight lately. He's same age as me.
Committed suicide in 2017.
Well, it's a wonderful way of losing weight. It's a bit of a radical step.
We saw him live at Soundgarden.
Yep.
And the most big day handsome of men. No, here in Newcastle, Soundgarden on their own.
Wow.
Chrissy and me, we were fairly close to the stage. Very, very handsome man.
Oh, yeah,
he had that Black Hole song, What You Come.
That was on last night.
I know,
night.
Like, age, he had age, depression.
Age. Well, that's what they said. Look, I'm telling you, man, he got fucking, they hung him. I'll just say that.
Think he was whacked? He was whacked.
Yep. Star whackers. I'm there with, what's his name? Randy Quaid. Me and Randy Quaid. Star whackers.
What about me, Rick? Was I whacked?
No, you had a heart attack. No, Ozzy had a heart attack. You had a heart attack.
I knew I was going to die, and I'm happy up here in heaven, and Sharon and the kids have got enough money.
Did you see the interview that he did and how he was so
I trust
thankful
him
for the 100%. Lifestyle he was given? Yeah, he loved the fans.
I trust Ozzy Osbourne 100%.
Yeah, he loved the fans.
I don't trust any politician.
Yeah.
But I trust Ozzy Osbourne.
And strapping
and, Ozzy, and that will make a great T-shirt. In Ozzy, we trust. In Ozzy, we trust. No, he's just a genuine guy.
My T-shirt I've got at the moment, it says, enjoy every moment. That's my T-shirt right now. Black T-shirt. It
fantastic.
Says, enjoy every moment. Yeah, I'm doing
Did you enjoy watching Christy put the bed together that I was meant to do? Because I just have to interrupt. Rollo, Velocette and I
it was
did
a
not
lot
come.
Of fun. It's a lot of fun. All we needed was one Allen key. But it's getting the initial
Allen.
Get the initial thing hooked all together, and then once you tighten it up, it's as solid as a rock. And then there's no
I'm gonna have to be honest, screw all the boards. I know. I'm gonna have to be brutally honest here.
All together on a ribbon.
I often had the mother of my children doing all of that type of work because I just get too frustrated. If I can't do it, I'll smash it.
The frustration wasn't that. It was because when Rosie had first got here, she must have had the shits or the runs.
No,
and so she's gone in there and it was just unfortunate, and she just sort of spray painted the carpet and trying to get it off. And because Christy is so, like, I'm OCD, but not that to that point. I mean, anyway, she spent like 2 or 3 hours trying to clean
you're very lucky, man, Rollo, to have Christy putting up with your shit and the dog shit.
Well, Rosie's sort of got used to the place now. So we've got the new lawnmower that's being serviced and got new plugs being put in, and so you can help us out with mowing the front lawn. You'll love it. It's full of what are those cancer fucking flowers?
Daisy.
Not dandelions. No, they're not. Yeah. No, it's Christy. What are those flowers at the front? Are they daffodils?
No, they're dandelions.
You dig them up
and put the roots into and dry the roots out and make tea out of it.
Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Ask me if I've ever done that. It is.
Have you? I'll ask you. Have you done that?
No. Can't be bothered. Ask me if I've got lots of dandelions. I'm like, yes, I have. No. You know what I do to them? No. I go out and get the whippersnapper and go out there and just mutilate them. I just try and destroy them.
I sure you would.
But you know why? Because I have got OCD registered and a conspiracy theorist registered. And if I see an uneven lawn when I look out my window, I get the shivers.
Oh, yeah.
My teeth move up and down.
They are daffodils. Yeah, Daffodil Day 2025. Yeah.
No, daffodils.
Yeah. My whole front yard is a sea of daffodils. Yeah, I swear.
Well, daffodils are not anti-cancer. Oh, the Daffodil Day.
Oh, look. I mean, the Cancer Society are selling sugar sweet lollies, and everyone knows that
sugar
if you've feeds cancer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You should be doing you should be going on a vegan diet, which is still a joke. It only finally ended today on Dexter. They finally Dexter's finally said, "I'm not a fucking vegan." Like when he's seeing this like meat spread at this billionaire's house, Peter Dinklage, his house, he goes,
"The dwarf,"
and he goes, "Well, you picked the right day to not be a vegan." And then he starts chomping into this, you know, beluga and like all this the most expensive shit. Right,
you know why I confuse daffodils and dandelions? Because dandelions are anti-cancer, but daffodils, for some strange reason, is the logo for the anti-cancer. But you can't boil it. But dandelions, which you have in your lawn normally.
Yeah, dandelions. They look like the sun.
You can,
they look like the sun.
Right. And they're full of anti-cancer. You're hearing this here on the Rick and Rollo Show, episode 43.
One second.
Yeah. Can you say a quick hello to Rick? No, please.
Rollo, are you going to the toilet?
Okay. It'll be taken away.
What's going to be taken away?
It'll be taken out. It'll be taken out. Trust me.
No, it won't. No, it won't. Christy, it will not be. No, it won't. It will not be taken out. Christy, it will not be taken out. That's why anything you say.
I know it won't be taken out.
That's right. Yeah. Just be warned. Rollo and Klaus Schwab both assume Jolo is going to come in and carefully clip out your conversation, but he's not going to, I guarantee you now.
No, I don't. Anyway, why would he bother?
Congratulations on putting the bed together.
That was an easy bit. Yeah, cleaning all the rosy poo was the.
I can't stand. That's the thing about dogs that puts me off. Their habit.
Well, the main issue was, you know. Anyway.
The owner. The owner. Yeah. I knew that. I tried to tell him that. I just tried to tell him that because I know exactly why she shat everywhere. Because he was too drunk after two bottles of vodka, and he was unconscious on the couch.
Yeah. That's right.
I know that. We're the secret's safe with me and you. We know. Yeah. We know the main problem in that house, and it isn't Rosie.
Yeah. No. Anyway, that door stays closed now.
Yeah. Good. Good idea. You just need to put a get a little fence put up out the front if you think she's going to escape, or
Yeah, we just haven't got round to that yet. Every time I come round,
you get that colour bond ones, like a low one that you don't need a high one, and you'll find that they're actually quite cheap to get put up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they look good. Get it in a nice colour that matches the house, and and it'll look hopefully.
That might be the way to go.
Yeah, guaranteed. You know, I'm drinking tea now. I'm a tea drinker. Boring. Well, I'm sick. It's just it's cold. It's freezing cold, damp weather, and I was drinking cold beer. It's not normal. You're not meant to do things like that. Anyway,
you got to drink warm beer.
They do that. Hey,
that's why they do it in England, I'm sure of it.
They actually do drink. You're 100% correct there.
Yeah. 100%
correct. All right. I'm having a couple of weeks off, I said. So, and so far, so good. I was drinking cups of tea.
Nice.
And why not?
Well, I may see you next weekend then if you.
Yeah. We'll be passing that. And if. Because it's really easy for me to do it. The blow-up mattress. I heard that.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the sleeping arrangements are, but you guys can work that out.
Yeah. All good. All good. Man. Fabulous. Thank you for your hard work.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Catch you later. Right.
Thank you, Christy. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Yep.
You can. Good on you. You can use Either the blow up mattress in that granny flat. I'll post those pictures on.
You've already have. No, you don't need to put them on.
Oh, I've already posted. They're already. I don't think I can actually get them offline. It's actually ironic. You know, it's.
No, because
they're
house,
still up there.
My
yeah.
house.
You,
is still
you up, were saying
open.
That.
All you have to do is put in. All I have to do is put in your address, and it will come up as the last. It'll tell me everything about that house. It'll say that Resideck site will just come up straight away.
Yeah.
And it'll say when it last sold, how much it sold for.
Exactly. We don't specifically give our address. I don't even say what. I say whenever I talk about where you live is near Port Macquarie.
You wouldn't know what you say because you can't remember half the conversations.
I know exactly. Well, I know.
Shut up! You're doing it now. That's why.
No, I say near Port Macquarie. Near Port Macquarie.
There'll be one person.
That's the closest they ever get.
There's that saying that you'd never do a murder with you, because you'd be the worst. The biggest.
I live near Cardiff Station, and even then, you'd have to do some work to try and find this place.
You've already gave it away by suggesting what the numbers of your letterbox, but you haven't told the street number. So that's good. So you're anonymous, kind of. Anyway, Rick and Roller number 43.
Yeah, 43. What did we call last week? What the fuck was it? Or WPF? Question mark?
I can't remember.
And then one before that was the Ozzy Osbourne one that we lost.
Normally I come up with something witty, but lately I just can't be bothered.
It'd be something to do with your sobriety because you are not drinking. You are totally sober tonight.
Normally at this hour when I'm talking, I would have had one bit, and I'm probably on my second one by now.
Yeah,
so I'm always sober when I start. There's no you don't hear me coming on there and staggering around, throwing up everywhere.
It'd be something like teetotal or something.
Now you know what I've been doing what? While I've been watching more TV again and YouTube.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
And I'm completely hooked on two podcasts. The other pod, so I'm stuck on. Absolutely addicted to the Gary Jubelin I Catch Killers podcast. And there's some absolutely fantastic episodes of some of his guests he's had, because he's this, you know, he's 34 year, you know, career cop, about my age. He's been sacked because of the clusterfuck, as I described it, that he did not far from where I live.
Did we talk about this last week, about because of the Dexter thing? Yeah, I think we did, didn't we?
He's basically got – he interviews crooks and ex-cops, often the same thing, and he talks to – but he just has really interesting guests, and he's because he's been an ex-cop and he's interviewed lots of people in the charge room. They're really good shows, but I highly recommend them. I Catch Killers, not huge.
Constabulary? The only good cop is a dead cop, as far as I'm aware. Well, it's just Rick and Mary, 43. Back after 43, the break.
3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Good evening. You're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 43, on the 16th of August, 2025. And back to the hosts, Rick and Rollo.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you very much. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Not costing us a cent. Apparently, he does it for free. And I have to say, he's about 5'2", He's about 92 years of age, apparently, and he's got his hair brilled.
Saturday night. Get back in your gimp box. So, you know, I can imagine him in his leather suit, you know, all the and studs.
No, around. He wears a dinner jacket. He wears like a proper ABC continuity advisor. He's semi-retired. Anyway, funnily enough, we were talking about music.
Did we lose him this week? No, I don't think we did. We didn't lose. Did we lose anyone famous this week? I thought.
Well, hey, Rollo. Rollo. Last week on Friday, it was guess whose birthday?
Who we lose?
No. Guess whose birthday it was? 90 years of age. Who would that have been? Your favorite radio announcer. Your favorite.
John Laws.
Yes.
Richard John Laws.
And he came Richard on with Ben.
John. Yes.
He came on, Ben Fordham rang him up, or he came into the studio and he did a small interview with
Ben. How's his voice?
Yeah. I haven't listened to it. You just go on 2GB.
Bellisette will be joining us later in the hour. I haven't got my actual notebook beside me. I could see where it is. Let me just note that.
I'll tell you who died last week, and that's why Richard John Laws came on. It was that rock and roll singer that really boring to me. He was a famous Australian rock and roll singer who just died at 80. Okay. He was 80 something or other. So Laws came on and talked about him, did a bit of a tribute to him. What's his name?
Let me get a rock and roll icon. I will look that up in a second. Let me just get a spare page here.
Anyway, that's why he was on. He's alive and well. He's not 90 years of age, John Laws.
Okay, so Richard John Laws. We'll see if we can find just him talking John to Laws, Ben Fordham, was it?
Yeah, Ben Fordham, birthday, 90th birthday. Put that on to a search.
90th birthday. And it was on 2GB, was it?
2GB, yep. Last Friday. Okay.
And hey, because we'd lost, okay, so who, let me just type in.
Oh, what's his name? And his brother, he was the brother of a famous rock promoter, and they had that, I think it was Frontier Touring.
He was famous.
Famous rock and roll singer. Australian rock and roll icon dies.
All right. It'll come up. Okay, give me one second.
Not Michael Hutchins.
Well, he left the building in 1996, didn't he?
96 or 7, yeah.
Yeah. I remember the day he died. I was playing cricket back then. Stupid ass sport that was.
What a fucking stupid sport.
Oh, I know. I gave cricket the ass. And I played baseball, and I've never had so much fun. Baseball is so much more fun.
Okay, but what I'm saying about cricket, it's not just the game, it's the players are always boring people. And I don't care what you're saying about the one that died mysteriously, or two of them so far from their vaccines. Your favourite thing. To me, they're boring. Jane Warne, they were the guys you'd see that sat in the middle of the class.
Joy?
Cole Joy. And his real name isn't Joy, but Cole Jacobson, his real name is. And Jacobson, I think, is Frontier Touring. Huge. They made a lot of money. They were very wealthy.
89, yeah. So it says...
he was a good friend of all.
He's a good-looking fella, even
boring.
89.
He was like the most boring rock and roll singer.
Okay, into it. Australian musician Cole Joy has died at the age of 89. Joy was the first Australian pop performer to reach the number one in the local charts, singing with Normie Rowe, with remembering Joy as a guiding light. Normie Rowe, remember Normie Rowe?
He's still going.
And Casey punching on the midday. Every time I think of Normie Rowe,
is still touring around the place. It's unbelievable.
Good luck to him. Yeah.
He'd have to be.
You are low rat. I love it. He goes, you are low rat, Ron.
Ron said, just because I didn't bleed in the trenches in Vietnam and he jumped up and he got smacked in the head. Anyway, we've already talked about.
He should never have
pushed him down back into his chair because, seriously, Ron Casey's punch did not miss. It was... hit him flushed. He flushed on the chin. It was...
Anyway...
And Ray Martin should have been in there, bloody, you know, separating, but he was...
His wig nearly fell off,
yeah.
Anyway,
have we still got Stuart Littlemore, you know, old mate.
Sorry. And guess who else died?
Who?
Remember that movie show on SBS that's huge, Margaret and what's his name?
Oh, David Stratton.
He died.
He's passed away.
Yeah, he was up the Blue Mountains, living up the Blue Mountains. That's weird that all those... Remember Bill Collins? He lived up the Blue Mountains as well. All those old movie types.
Oh, I like Bill Collins. Is he still with us? Or
no.
Is he left the building?
He was another Raven.
He used to do those real classic music.
It was absolutely fabulous. Oh, it's one of my most favourite movies, my fabulous movies. Definitely an old coin.
I would trust his reviews.
Oh, he's a good
Collins over David Stratton. He gave a zero out of for the Adam Sandler movie, The Wedding Singer. He gave it zero stars.
You know, that really fussy movie.
I mean, The Wedding Singer isn't the best comedy, but it's not the worst.
Funny. No, it was good. It was actually quite good. I watched it on
Sandler. Sandler and that that woman who was the daughter of a really famous Barrymore. Lionel Barrymore was.
That was his her grandfather. That was her grandfather. John was
her granddaughter. Yeah.
It's her granddaughter.
She
the last time I saw her.
My favorite scene out of The Wedding Singer is like.
The grandmother rapping.
I'm going to make myself cry now. Oh, Julia Guglia was funny. Julia Guglia, that's my name's going to be, because her name was Julia and his last name was Guglia, so it was going to be Julia Guglia. But when she was going to give him the sheet music because he was an aspiring musician.
Yep.
And she printed up all this beautiful sheet music for him to put his music to. And... somehow, I think an old ex-girlfriend was there and she answered the door.
I can't remember.
He was passed out and she answered the door in her undies, in his Van Halen t-shirt or something.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd hypnotized him or something. She'd rowed him. and it was just... superb. I mean, it was so well scripted and written. It's nothing like stuff Adam Sandler's put out for the last 15 years. It's just crap. Garbage. Garbage.
So there's been a couple of good ones, but anyway.
No, David, I watched Happy Gilmore too.
Julie Andrews. He's in Happy Gilmore. There you go. David Stratton and Margaret Pomeranz were the SBS, for the stuck-up movie crowd, the iconic movie reviewers, Julie Andrews. I was going to mention that.
And then they went to the SBS had had enough of them, and then they went to the ABC.
Yep.
She is stuck-up. They are stuck up.
Oh, yeah. And she's like a real leathery-faced old chain-smoking type, because I was on that film one of my most interesting days of working on a film. I was on that movie, Welcome to Whoop Whoop or Return to Whoop Whoop, whatever it's called, by that director that did that. Anyway, she was on.
I know it. What was his name? The guy it's that
Priscilla,
did.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Anyway,
she was on the set interviewing him, and I was standing around looking and watching, and I was thinking, because she looked like she was had it back then. She's still going. It's unbelievable. I think she must have given up the smokes. But that was the day I was getting paid. Get this. I had to stand on a beach and make sure no one left footprints. It's like on Baywatch, did the same thing. But that Susie Porter came running over the hill, ripping her clothes off, and she rips the bikini off. And then runs into the water and splashes around. And that was Kylie, that's Charlie Schlatter guy, who was going out with Kylie Minogue at that time. He ran over and they frolic in the water.
Yeah, his name was Stephen Elliott.
Stephen Elliott.
Yeah. You got it.
So I was getting paid.
Lucky you. What a great
job. To sit
job.
There watching her.
Wasn't it like at 6 in the morning? So it was really
freezing cold. Freezing cold, yeah. And I had my big... I was in a big black jacket and like boots and black whatever. And I was cold. But Susie Porter takes her clothes off in nearly every single film she's ever in.
And you had David... Were you looking after David Hasselhoff and...
That was Baywatch. This is another movie altogether.
Oh, he's
anyway.
A classic. Oh. You're giving up drinking. Yeah, look up David Hasselhoff being filmed by either his daughter or his son on YouTube. Him eating a hamburger, really pissed out. It's one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
He is the skinniest bloke I've ever seen in my life. Mm. They must kind of widen him up a bit on the, because he was apparently an alcoholic back then. But I just saw a really terrific, there was him singing an AC/DC song on stage with some band in, because you know he's a major rock star in Germany, David Hasselhoff.
Really?
Major singer, yeah. And so he can sing.
We'll get Bello to play some David Hasselhoff in Germany.
No.
Why not?
No, because I can't. Anyway, on the way home.
I want to hear him.
Rollo. Last night I was driving home, and you know I've got that radio station that they shout me out all the way along the road.
Central Coast, isn't it?
Gosford, Central Coast.
Yeah, Gosford, yeah.
Community radio. Anyway, last night they played. I said to them, look, when you play music, you got to. I said, play something different by Jimi Hendrix or whoever. Because they kept playing the same. I can't stand anyone that plays All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. It's like the most boring song he did. Anyway, what they do is they have an album that you can suggest an album. So I suggested about a month ago, I said, Axis, Bold as Love. Not one of his, Jimi Hendrix actually did and was happy with before he, you know, went all over the place. Or got murdered, rather. He got murdered by his manager. I'll say that one.
Really?
They played that whole album. No. They found him like another whack, like Geffen.
Who was the Kurt Cobain that you reckon he was whacked?
Yep.
So what do you call them? Star whackers. When it comes to best tunes played on Rick and Rollo, I reckon last week, I listened to it about 3 or 4 times, is Join the Army by Suicidal Tendencies. I swear to God.
Right,
isn't that just one of the greatest songs? There's another great tune off that album too, 1989. There's Join the Army, and then there's Suicidal Rock, the other song.
Is that
Join the Army? Yeah, sorry.
Can I just ask, as being a newly sober person, what are you drinking tonight, Rollo?
I've got a GOAT. I've got this one's quite it's called Bent Spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Sprocket, big and hoppy. Now this is 7%. The bent spoke.
Who bought that one for you? Not Christy.
We're out buying barbecues. Will you fucking believe it? Because Velocette said, I'm not coming up here until you buy a fucking barbecue on the goddamn. So we finally decided on one. $500 fucking. What's it called?
Sure it's, get a cover for it.
Oh, it's got, no, it's got a cover. It's $500, man. It's,
I know,
it's,
but that's
their top shelf shit. Yeah,
you know where you get barbecues from? You drive around the streets and you look out and there are barbecues thrown out left, right and centre. I've never paid for a barbecue, ever.
Well, there you go, see. We went to barbecues galore and I said, well, let's fucking, I walked in the door and I said, this one, it's got the flat, the plate, and it's got the, I don't know what the grill part, and it's got, and then another level above that. And then it's got the wood that comes over and it's got the temperature. $500.
Oh, really?
It was on super special. Yeah. It's on. It didn't. And to come with the gas bottle, so the gas bottle will probably be extra, and then to fill it up, whatnot.
Yeah,
I said, let's just buy that fucker, and because Chrissy said, look, it'd probably be cheaper at Big W. We went to Big W, and they basically only had sort of pretend barbecue.
Yeah, I know, but all you want is one of those little tiny. You can get them for fuck all, but it's good that you bought. As long as you start using it more than just once, because I don't think he meant to go out and spend $500. He just meant have a barbecue. Because you could have gone onto Gumtree and got one for $50, guaranteed.
Oh well, there you go. Look, again, I don't think anything's set in stone. I think Chrissy wanted Velocet, if we do get a sort of, because she wanted him to put it together. It's like the bed. She wanted you two to come up and put that bed together, but she couldn't help herself. She couldn't help herself, so she had to come up and do it herself because, you know what I mean?
I do hope we get there after all that, but I'm sure.
Oh, my God, if you guys don't fucking come up here. It's one of those things.
Are you going to pay me?
I'll be pained to think.
That's what I'm saying. Don't go out and spend $500 on a barbecue that's going to give you.
We might do it together. Let's do it together online.
Can you set it? Ask them. Can you set it up for me? And I can just because you actually, you know. Because you have to take it out of the box and do all that stupid.
This freaking lounge here. It took all freaking. I swear to God, it took.
But you mean it took
my back is not the best. She did all the hard work when it came to the instructions and whatnot. All I had to do was the heavy lifting. And my back is still not the best at 55, but there you go. It is a super comfy lounge now.
We've finished the. I've been watching YouTube to keep myself entertained.
In your sobriety.
In my sobriety, because I've got nothing else to do. And I can just sit there watching, Spanion, or there's another guy called the Felon Show, TFS. And I've never been more. I'm just watching him go around to, he calls them the hoods of New Zealand and some of the places I've been to before. Talk about depressing to see how these people, are living. It's like there's suburbs in Newcastle like this, like just old timber places that were. You're listening to
Rick and Roller, 43.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Go on, fucking shit. All right, back after the break. G'day, Rick. What is it? The
16th of
16th. August. Well, no, where's our English guy? What are you paying him for?
He's on the toilet, apparently.
Is he on the toilet taking a break? Oh, I'm trying to find my fucking pen. When it comes to this week, when it comes to serial killers, you had something to say about.
I'm watching
this podcast?
It's called it's not a podcast. It is a podcast, but it's also a YouTube site called the Felon Show. And you get to see basically, it's like what Spanion does. He goes around to, you know, areas full of housing commission.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds sometimes there's some interesting characters that have redeemed themselves and become Christian, and they're helping fix the community. Because he's apparently a Christian, just like Spanion is. They both go on about Jesus, which is a good thing. But they're basically a lot of the time glorifying all these little rat-tailed ferals, grandchildren of these ex-bikies that have redeemed themselves, doing wheel stands on the middle of the road on oncoming traffic, walking around with their hoods on and their masks on, like they've got their, you know, gang masks on.
Well, that just sounds antisocial to me. I mean,
well, it is antisocial. And he, instead of, it's a bit, it glorifies it a lot of the time, as far as I'm concerned. But I just sit there going, oh, how the fuck could you live in these places, you know? Because
people do that for the views. They do that for the views.
They do, I know. There's a great song by that American band, what were they called? Third Base. There is a rap song called Product of Your Environment or Product of Whatever. And it's true. Where if you live in an area, it's like this, what's it called? There's a thing about it. It's called epigenetics.
So you don't just blame the parents.
The parents can only have the child a certain amount of time. They go hang out with their friends. They're all vaping. Next thing you know, there's ice, you know, methamphetamines and blah, blah, blah. And all that.
Aren't they still living at home?
But these are feral parents most of the time. And they're living, though, in a decaying society where, like in England, you've got the housing projects and things like that. And they've been forced to. All the factories that their parents or grandparents worked at have been shut down deliberately. And so
my uncle lived in this most beautiful flat for 50 years. He died.
Where?
When was I over there? In 1999, I was over there in England. And he had the most beautiful view of Battersea Power Station, from Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd with the four chimneys.
It's like the
Pink Floyd album. Yeah, where the pig was flying through it.
Interesting that back you know, with the climate scam that's going on right now, and they're bringing in climate lockdowns guaranteed soon. But basically, every time they use an image of pollution, they use Battersea Power Station circa 1975. Bellowing out black smoke when it doesn't do that anymore. And never, most power stations, you can't even see any smoke. But no. They've used that as an NLP or psychic linguistic ELP program. Mm-hmm. As soon as you see pollution, you see coal burning, you know, Battersea Power Station, for God's sake. It's been shut down anyway. But you're right. It was used for Pink Floyd's Animals album.
Yeah, great. Oh, my Pigs favorite. My favorite song is Sheep. It goes for like, I think it's about 12 minutes, and it's got that lovely crescendo. It goes.
I never got into that album, but there are a couple of good songs. But
my favorite is I sang it with Tom Dalper. So you think you can tell?
Yes.
Heaven from hell.
Whenever two losers are sitting in a pub with a guitar, you always get these old hippies sitting in the first song they play. Wish You Were Here. Miserably depressing, boring song by Pink Floyd.
Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts?
No wonder punk rock came out after that. You know, people were so sick of listening.
And oh, my God. Thing.
John Lydon.
Was that the Queen? He ain't no human being.
John Lydon was wearing a I Hate Pink Floyd t-shirt, handwritten at
my Was Pink he? Floyd. Good on him. He's still with us, the fat bastard. Oh, what was that?
What was that last tour he did? The Filthy Luca tour.
No. That was the Sex Pistols that did that back in the 96. But just by coincidence, I was actually working at the Sydney Showgrounds on Dark City the night they played. I could hear them. I could hear them playing.
Oh, you could hear them. I was Do you know that Elton John played Newcastle? We didn't actually pay to go in to see, but it was so loud. We sat outside.
Speaking of fat old rock star.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. The old Puff.
Yeah. The old Puff. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm over so much music. I just cannot abide.
I just went, which one would he go out with? And I said, I'm still standing. But no, he didn't. He went out with, I think it was Goodbye Yellow Brick. I don't know. Would you go out with that? Why would you go with I'm Still Standing?
But you know what? He said this is his last tour ever. And I guarantee you now, in 3 years' time, he will come back and do another one, guaranteed.
Johnny Farnham, you know, the farewell tour was his name? The biker guy. What was his name? Bad Boys for Love. What is his name? Angry Anderson. How many farewell tours did they do?
They're doing another one.
They'll keep doing it until they're dead. I mean, what else are they going to do otherwise?
I heard the worst song I've ever heard by Rose Tattoo. Using the sink.
Oh, yeah?
The worst song last night on the radio. They said, coming up, we got a great old song by Rose Tattoo. And I was thinking, because I'm driving on the road. The roads were so foggy last night, incredibly dangerous road. But anyway, I thought, oh, good, you know, that'll get me going. And they played this song called Sydney Girls from about 1978 or 9.
Yep.
It was the most pathetic song. That band, Rose Tattoo, would never have.
If I could find my pen, I'd write it down. And no, get, when Bellatan gets here, I would give him the play.
No, it's terrible. But I can tell you now, Rose Tattoo would not have suffered from many groupies coming into their hotel rooms. I'll just say that. They're not the most attractive bunch of people. A little bit of a hold of old junky women.
It'd be surprising who, like, when it comes to, look at Chopper Reed. He had no ears and that. He had groupies like you wouldn't believe. But,
they're not the most classy.
It's an unreliable narrative.
Old strippers. Old ex-strippers, maybe.
I know, because it was more to do with his tough guy. I always thought he was called Chopper Reed from Mark Reed for his ears, but it was actually... He used to use bolt cutters and chop their toes off to get them done. Toe cutter. That's right.
I think a lot of his stuff, I think he was certainly a
could a, be a in belly. Remember that time he was drunk with Elle McFeast on Channel 7?
We've already talked about that.
I know it was.
At least I haven't been caught in a public toilet in England.
Alan was is he still with us? I think he is. I think we're still with us, old Alan.
Well, can you
do an Alan impression? I think.
Actually, Rollo, I was thinking the other day of coming over and staying at your house. Yes. I was thinking of coming over. Have you got silk sheets over there?
I've got Carrie Ann Kettley here. She's with me, Alan. And she says people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. But I think that's not her line. I think
I think she nicked that from Mark Jobber-Reed. People in glass
anyway. So episode number 43. Can you believe it? 43 episodes.
Yes.
I would have to be like, I over-exaggerate all the time, but there would have to be 348 of 43 shows, at least, minimum.
If you I've told you a million times not to exaggerate.
Yeah,
and can I and tonight's show is going to be called, what is it? What are we going to call it? We're going to call it something.
Well, after we finish,
nostalgic. Yeah, something.
But it is the Rick and Rolo Nostalgia Show. But
it anyway, is.
I was driving home, because I was thinking, what song would we play today? You know, for a random song, and all of a sudden on the radio came a terrific song, which I think is absolutely fantastic, and I don't think we've ever played it before, by My Sex, and it's called Blue Day. Have we ever played Blue Day before? What a cool song.
I always think of My Sex as a one-hit wonder. Computer games.
Yeah.
He died real young too. Got him?
Gilpin.
It was a car accident.
And I think it was in the North Coast up at towards, you know, either close.
Yeah, up where the bong smokers are. What's it up at the near the.
Kind of in that area. He was a Kiwi, an iconic singer before he came. Oh, well, My Sex were a New Zealand band, like Dragon. Mm. But he, Blue Day and Computer Games are their two biggest songs. But we could go at Blue Day.
Well, keep that in your mind because I can't find my pen. So keep that in your mind. So when Velo gets here. Gilpin. And who's the other one that. The fella from Sydney,
Michael Hutchins.
Hunter as well, but Hutchins went definitely 36. Is that how old he was in 1996 when he?
Yeah.
I remember the day he died.
He mysteriously hung himself. Chris Cornell mysteriously hung himself.
Woman in the room from...
Not a famous. Blonde chick.
Kim Wilson. She was, yeah.
I thought she was really sexy. She had big lips. Something about big lips.
There's nothing wrong with her, mate.
Yeah, but... naturally big lips, not but there's new things.
I think
things.
He was having issues with Paulie Yates and his kids or something with Bob Geldof, and that was a whole clusterfuck. Yeah, and you got to feel for the guy, and like there's been so much. I mean, the ABC is like his brother and his father and. Like, everyone's gone through the whole mess that was.
As a registered conspiracy theorist of 40-something years, 43 years or so, at least.
You reckon he was star-whacked?
Yep.
Not because of his fame, because I think his
accountant was something to do with it. Because he was such a, and I've said this before, but it's worth repeating, he was an absolute pants man. Hutchins, like Mick Jagger.
Oh yeah,
very similar people too. But Hutchins wasn't as well educated.
There's anything wrong with that. As long as you didn't get married, like Shane Warne. Why the fuck would you get married if you're a pants man?
Yeah,
it makes no sense. Yeah.
Yep. What an idiot.
Yeah.
But anyway, what Michael Hutchins couldn't do, he was no accountant. Like. Mick Jagger is a graduate of the London School of Economics, so he's at Harvard.
Oh, okay.
And so when Jerry Hall, who he allegedly married, what she thought got married, but apparently it was not null and void because he knew that they did it on Bali to someone that wasn't qualified.
Mick Jagger now.
Yeah, so Jerry Hall got $10 million. That was it. That was it. Out of a guy that's worth at least. you know, 700 or 800 million or more, probably. He's probably a billionaire. But Michael Hutchence couldn't do any of that. So he paid a guy, like a professional team of accountants, to hide all his money and put into offshore trade. So they'd hidden it so well that I'm not sure. Obviously, this is just speculation.
That was my job when I was a kid. I'm hiding
money in this.
You knew how to cook the books. I mean, that was my job. I worked in the video stores. But the thing was that my
this isn't cooking the books.
The real money I made. This wasn't
kicking the books, Rollo. This is a slightly different level than the
It wasn't massive millions of dollars.
You put it in the Cayman Islands,
can't be touched.
Exactly. Yeah. any British, you know, like the Virgin Islands, it's another one. Same area. Yeah. That's where the Epstein area.
Can't be touched. Yeah.
And you have an address that's at sea somewhere, literally. So you're part of the law of the sea, not the law of the land. And no one can get your money off you. But if you've got an accountant that goes, hang on, I've hidden his money so well, I've actually got control of it, because even he doesn't know where it is. Mm. And next thing you know, Hutchence hangs himself.
But you've got to trust those people sometimes. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Chris Cornell had children.
Tell me about
it. I'm telling you, any parent that had two or three, you know, he had a couple of kids, same age as me, but he started, I think he started extremely late as well. And he was happily married with a good, very good looking wife. You do not go and tie a silk scarf around your neck and hang yourself off a doorknob.
No.
Okay? You just don't do that.
Chris Cornell is so good looking. I'm a straight man, and I would sleep with it. I would have slept with him. I saw him here in Newcastle. Black old sun, won't you come? I swear, I mean, they say he had depression, whatever, but he was the best looking bloke.
Blah, 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 blah.
And his voice.
Fucking faggots!
Join us!
Rollo, you're too loud.
G'day, Bella. Bella said, join the party. G'day, mate.
Joel's on holiday now. Joel's on hold.
I wonder if he's for three weeks.
Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Testing. One, two,
hello, three, hello, three, hello, three. Hello.
Are you Jova as a Sudge?
Me? No.
No.
So at least one of us. Well, at least one.
I've had a couple of beers.
So
I start. Yeah, I had my first beer when you started on air. That's where I had my first beer. Having a Cooper's Pale Ale.
Lovely.
All right.
Let's dream it.
What song should we? First bathroom break. What song should we go?
You just keep talking.
What's the deal with the barbecue? Does it have to be put together or not?
Mm. That's what he just said.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't bought it yet.
Now, you listen.
He hasn't bought it. Bella.
Just go. We went barbecue.
No, you're right.
We went to barbecue.
Julie Andrews. Seriously, don't say it again. You'll double down and it's like undoes all the magic. I'd offered to cook. He blows this whole thing up like I'm fucking walking him to the barbecue store with a fucking cattle prod. I know he's not going to come to the table and cook shit for his guests. So I thought, well, I'll bring ingredients and make the food, right? But he's got a new house. Like usually most houses in Australia have a fucking barbecue to cook on. No one said to go get a fucking brand new one. And if anything, if you have to build it, get a secondhand one.
You're all listening? No.
That's what I said. I've already said that.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And you're listening to episode number 43 of Rick and Rulo on the 16th of August, 2025. Back to the hosts, Rollo and Rick and Velicet. Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Little Old Man. Hey, the wonderful Joel's joined the conversation. And Rollo, we do not – Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews.
Hey, yeah. Julie Andrews. Suddenly yep. I can talk again, our safe word. All right, yeah, we're talking about barbecue.
You do not need to spend okay. $500. Rollo, do
no,
not spend $500.
It wasn't going to be a Weber. We weren't going to buy
and
a Weber. We were going
especially
to buy...
when you think I'm going to come and build. Like, I'm coming in the evening mm. to cook food. No I'm not coming building, at 9 in the morning to no build one... the fucking barbecue before yeah, I get yeah. to cook you food. Like, are you kidding?
No and one's building
anything to do with constructing things. It'll start drinking again if I have to do that.
No I'm one's building shit. I'm going to buy
just get a second,
it.
Just get a second-hand one.
I'll get
a second-hand one. No, Rollo, yeah. you do not need to spend
$500.
What do
you say? You can go to Craigslist or
yeah, just
whatever.
Go on. Just look. Yeah, just go on.
I'm going to go on Gumtree now and have a look. I'll find something.
Yeah, guaranteed. Right. And you just go around and pick it up. But the only the thing is,
so Bello, I've got a when do you get here?
Joel, I've got a van.
How long will it take?
When you get here, Rick's going to have his van, here. And we're going to go buy the barbecue, and you can help load the barbecue, and we'll take it back, and it's like...
Yeah, that's right, and then
no,
we'll
no, it's
we'll
not
get
right, no.
But, no. We'll just, Rollo, just ask your next-door neighbours if they've got one and borrow it. There you go. Problem solved.
My next-door neighbours are freaking awesome. This street... do you know how awesome this
here you go.
Is?
Look at this one. It's one of those all nice right, big hooded, nice big hooded one. Four burners.
Yep.
It's got the little wing, the little wing stands on the side of it.
Yep.
It's got the little cabinet underneath for the bottle.
Yep.
Broadmeadow, New South Wales, $170 pick up immediately.
That's it.
There you go. Bang. There you go.
All right. We'll do that. Next week.
Because you can easily, all you have to
no,
do is take
you've
got to
arrange this. You can't have your guests carting around the barbecue and the ingredients and doing all the work. You want
my
us to come there.
My wife has got a huge car that will be able to load it in
if
the
you
bag.
Wanted, if yeah, you wanted to do like a pre-arranged get-together, then you might as well just come to my place because I've got a barbecue and beer in the fridge and I can host you. Like, you want us all to come there, but you want us to put in all the work to get everything sorted. It makes no sense.
He wanted me to come.
Yeah. I'm not going to the Blue Mountains. I'm not doing that.
That's a shame.
Nah. Oh, it's got to be here.
Weather report, it's raining again. You know that there was...
You know how hard it was raining this afternoon here?
No, I don't.
You could actually hear it in the house. And this house is soundproof. Yeah.
Yeah, that, look...
You could hear the fucking rain on the house. Rollo. It was raining that hard. Yeah.
There's a map. I saw one of those weather map things. And they...
Chrissy was pregnant. She moved her car underneath
she thought it was hailing.
She thought it was going to damage the car again, and she couldn't go through all that bullshit with the insurance company. Is getting hail. You know how hard that is to get money out of those cunts?
No, it's not hard at all. I got my car, two cars completely replaced and a new roof.
This fucking tree fell on my house up in New Lambton Heights. She fucking getting the $20,000 out of fucking NRMA was like getting blood out of a stone. Those cunts would
they
not
were great for me.
Fucking pop up.
They were fantastic.
Even though
for me.
We were fully insured.
That's wrong. That must be the Newcastle branch of NRMA.
I swear to God, it would piss me off if it wasn't for Christy.
Anyway, Rollo.
On their ass.
Julie Andrews.
Yeah. Okay.
So there was an earthquake in Brisbane, about 5 kilometres out of Brisbane today, that shook. People were going, you could see them on Facebook going, I could feel it in this, all these areas. It was 5.6 is quite big for, you do not get earthquakes in Brisbane. I've never heard of one before. So it was near Brisbane. So there's obviously the weather, the ground, because it's got so much fucking rain. It's probably just, you know how water makes things expand? I bet you all that water's going under the water table and making the areas expand and causing earthquakes because the rain's apparently going to come in this week again. And that color code of bad weather, it's all red and purple, which I think that's bad. Blue's not bad. Red's really bad. Purple's even worse, I do believe. Julian.
Did anyone die? Yeah, exactly. Look, John Laws apparently was on, it's his 90th birthday. He was on 2GB. Now, who was he with?
Can we hear? Can we hear?
Hang on, no. He was on
without
the,
clips. I'm still bummed. Wait, if just I had, wait, if I had an event here, you wouldn't come to it. Is that what you're saying?
Mm.
Oh dear.
Yes, he would if I made him.
Well, you'd have to, you know,
have to get the train.
What do you give me? What's that hold where you put your arm behind your back? What's it called? The
Father Nelson. That? The Father Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson.
I'm joking.
Yeah, well,
that.
if you Nelson
half
me,
the half Nelson.
Half Nelson, and then what's a full Nelson?
Major Nelson.
So you got both. Yeah, Major Nelson. Yeah, Major Nelson.
Major
me.
Nelson. Major Nelson. That's what Dr. Bellows would say to Major Nelson.
I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't want to come for like beers and a barbecue at my house.
Oh,
that makes me want to not come to yours.
I was inviting you to my new man pad.
Yeah, because right, you have to do nothing. You're not even supplying anything. You're just going to sit there drunk on the balcony and expect us to cook and assemble your furniture. So generous to invite us to your house to build the furniture and cook the food. Yeah, great.
It's all
that
done.
Was,
hey,
part
Rick,
of the whole
Rick,
thing,
come
Joel.
And pick me up. Yeah. Rick, come and pick me up. And let's drive the fuck out to fuck all, nowhere out.
I'll get the train.
All right, I'll get on the train.
Beautiful train ride.
Text me when you hit Cardiff Station. And then we'll fuck the fuck off over to the Blue Mountain.
We'll do that eventually.
We're going to do your place this coming weekend. But in the future, I want to have a barbecue. No, this is just a hypothetical for the future. When I do something, I would expect you to come, not to have a tantrum about it.
Of course I will. What do you think I am? I'm not a succubus. I'm not just a taker and taker. I give.
He ever donated.
We put a fucking bed together for you.
Give,
to
whatever
sleep
you're
on.
Planning to give, give
next
it to Rick,
weekend.
Not me.
No, there's a bed for you to sleep on. I'm going to
blow up. There's a blow up mattress.
There's a blow up. The blow up one is whether I want to do that.
And none of this
has
any of the stuff
flat?
That's been affected by shit splatter from the dog or anything, right? That's still
exactly.
Hey,
yes, it is.
Christy, you would call her. What a forensic
cleaner.
A Dexter cleaner. Yeah, where she's used oxy bleach and you'd never know. That, you could have had you could have had a murder in there, you know, chopped a body up into 9 pieces.
Yeah, looking forward to staying over.
And you'd never know there was a murder there.
Anyway.
We'd all been put in bags.
Honestly,
sent away.
I just think the fact that you're not a barbecue person. You're not.
No, I'm not. But I will have one here.
I know, but you do not need to spend $500. You can just get a secondhand one, or one on the side of the road. If I pick one up, I've got one under my house actually that I found that I could probably just bring that if I had to. You know.
There you go.
But you do not need to have. All we need is a grill, and a gas bottle.
Yep. It's just a grill because like it's never as good in a fry pan. Like that's just
absolutely, and it's nice when you do it outside. And So, Christy, that one that you just saw, Broadmeadow, is about.
It's a nice jumbuck model, 4 burner.
There you
and
go.
Yes, there's also a company around that will go and pick it up and drop it off to you. It's one of those. 2 men in a van things, and they probably charge you $80.
You guys, when you're here, we'll have one here in, like, I swear, half an hour, and it'll be awesome. But you'll already enjoy the place. This place it's got the, like, it's like in the kitchen, right? Everything is Bosch, you know, BOS.
Did you put it all in there, or was it already Bosch?
It's a Bosch stovetop. Everything. Yeah, it's a Bosch. Everything is Bosch, and it works beautifully. And the suction, where you, when you cook into that, it is the best place, and
Rollo,
it's open plan. Yep.
Rollo, was that already in there when you moved in?
Oh yeah. I mean, this place, was bought. For 370 2000 we worked out in 2015, 16.
Yeah.
And I saw the pictures of the place. Holy fuck, you wouldn't.
Are those photos you sent me of the old photos with the cooktop and the shelving?
No fucking way you'd want to live in this shithole.
It looks like the kitchen's carpet.
They open planned it. They open planned the fucking thing.
That's how people flip.
It's freaking awesome.
Can I just tell you now? Yeah. I used to work for people that did that, flip houses. So they buy it for $350. They spend 3 years doing it up, and then they sell it for another $400,000, which they did. $430,000. And so they've made $430,000.
I still think it was a bargain. I think it was a bargain for $775,000.
Yeah, well, it is these days.
I mean, I sold my place. Do you think my place was worth
$975,000?
Oh,
I do.
Worth more.
I think it was worth more.
I mean, I thought it was worth more, but it still needed a lot of work. I mean you helped clear out the back and whatnot, and yeah.
The neighbors would still be partying and celebrating. There's probably this huge
that
you've gone. Yeah. Particularly the concreter that used to walk past when I was working there.
Oh yeah.
What's his name?
Am I allowed to say names?
Yeah, his first name. You can say his first name.
Nah, I don't want to. I don't even want to acknowledge his existence.
Well, I liked Wazza. I thought Wazza next door was the nice neighbor. You could
again. He is different. He's always been nice to me. I was on the train with him to go down to the Central Coast.
That must have been harsh.
I can't remember. I was on a Voddy. And he punched me. He punched me in the nose, and
no support.
Because again, I don't want to go into details, but it was a really good punch. And like seriously, I haven't had a nosebleed like that in a while.
Yeah, but the fact
it was a good one.
Warren is the nicest, easygoing bloke ever. He would actually resort to violence. But that's the kind of guy you are. That's the kind of guy you are. Hey, this afternoon, a year ago when my daughter first moved back from Europe, she was saying she was living in a flat, didn't have any bits and pieces in it, and I said, listen, you will never need to buy a single thing. Everything will be on the side of the street. And I said, I'll find it or you'll find it, guaranteed. And I tell you, and I kid you not, I walked out as I left it talking, and the next door neighbours on these block of flats in Port Macquarie were throwing out everything on the side of the road. There was like everything, barbecues, shells.
Can you play the Wombles theme tune? Like,
no,
seriously.
No. I kid you not. And I rang her up and I said, get down here now. Everything you could ever want is here for free. But there were like boxes, and I'm kidding you not, I'm talking about packing boxes, Rollo, full of DVDs.
This is great.
It is me. I'm proudly a Womble. Should have put, remember you're a Womble.
Here we go.
Underground, overground,
the wombles are coming up with things. Good use of the things that we find. Things that the everyday folk leave behind.
Yeah, well, it's true. But anyway, she got all the stuff, shelves, pots and pans, but a whole lot for free. But I grabbed three of these giant boxes because I saw they were full of DVDs, and I took them home.
Oh,
and I was going through, and I got box sets of every magic TV show you could possibly want. Blah blah blah.
And they work.
Of course they do.
That's interesting because.
But I'd felt I must have thrown it. So I thought because I had so many, I put a whole lot into a big one of the suitcases that they were throwing out as well when I got home. And then tonight, it's been sitting in the corner. I thought I better go through them to see which ones I'll keep. And I suddenly realized I've thrown out all the good ones and donated them. And I've just kept things like the notebook. Who would want anything romantic makes me sick. The notebook. That would make me
sick. But you probably threw out War of the Worlds, remember last week?
Yes. No, I didn't throw that out, but I would have thrown out some really good stuff. Yeah, I did throw the Worlds on the movie. But hey, anyway, while we're on about conspiracy theories, have you heard about the latest War of the Worlds production on TV?
I could only watch 20 minutes. It's free on Amazon Prime. With Ice Cube.
Yes.
It was actually produced during COVID. So it's a sort of on screen thing. It's unwatchable. Unwatchable. It only goes for 90 minutes and I went 15 minutes
you know
in,
the
and
gist,
I can't
you know,
watch it.
Do you know the gist of the whole thing? Can you believe this? Basically, what it does is it's to save the hero, he uses his friend who's using all the cameras. It's all wonderful that there's all this surveillance system all around the city, and so that saves them. The surveillance, all the cameras save them. So this guy's on his computer hacking in. There's a pod in the corner here, and they're going, how fantastic these cameras are. Isn't it wonderful we've got cameras everywhere? That's the whole thing. It's a guaranteed psyop to push cameras, which are going up and did in COVID, every fucking where, particularly in Sydney and London and everywhere, Melbourne particularly. That's the gist. That's the hidden gist of the latest production. I won't be watching it, Rollo. I will not be watching it. Be told. Did I get cut off?
No, you're still here for me. I think Rollo was.
Thank you. He's fallen over. Thank you. I thought maybe as soon as I talk about conspiracies, I tend to get cut off. But apparently there's another one out there. There's a European production, and it's absolutely fantastic. And it does the opposite. It actually, the aliens are using the towers, the cell towers, to kill people. And I like that one. I'll be watching that one. But this new one, the American one, is actually shouting out that it's how wonderful it is we've got surveillance cameras everywhere because that will get rid of the aliens. We'll defeat the aliens using surveillance cameras. Now, that is, to me, straight out pushing this whole thing that we're going through. Cameras everywhere. You know, you can't drive anywhere without being monitored. Oh, is that you, Rollo? What does that mean? Jollo? Jollo's gone.
I'm still here.
Oh, no. Well, so I keep hearing, it was Rollo's thing disappearing.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
So actually, that's probably a good thing sometimes, even though he's not on the podcast.
I wonder what happened.
But yeah, no, he's like the 500 barbecues and he wanted me to
No
set
one said
up
he had to go was, all out and do all this and No, new means set up as well. Who wants that headache?
Look, nothing could be more. There he is. Are you back, Rollo? Yes, he is. Rollo, are you going green? No, you're not.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Sorry.
Oh,
I thought you guys had dumped or muted.
Got 14 live listeners now as well, by the way. Hello, everybody.
Okay. Just,
thanks for tuning in live.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How many times have you been either dumped or muted?
All the time. I have been. I actually once or twice.
Well, on live radio, and who with? Who with?
Oh no, not on live radio. Because I always say good things. I've spoken to Ray Hadley 10 times. Alan Jones a couple of times. John Laws.
Has Hadley ever kicked you off?
No, because I say good things.
I got Rick and Roller 43.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Good evening. This is Ken Neasden from the BBC. No, the ABC. And I'm introducing the Rick and Roto show. And this is the 16th of August, 2025. And there's 14 people with nothing to do with their lives listening. Isn't it wonderful? Thank you, Roto. Back to the host, Roto, and Rick, and Velo. Bye.
Thank you very much. You're a wonderful man. Yeah. What a wonderful man. Very polite. He's not a...
Just before we went to the break, how many times have you been... you've done live talk back, you've never been kicked off.
What they do, this as you know, you'll be talking and you're having an interesting conversation. Then all of a sudden you'll go a little bit too long than they want, and they'll just fade you out and put them. And you think you're still talking.
All the old tricks. Yeah.
And you think you're still talking, but they've already got rid of you and your history, and they put some music.
Lawsy would. He'd occasionally do the he did. Well, there you go.
Joel,
have you turned 90. What? He has turned Joel, 90.
I know, but yeah, Joel, have you got that clip of me talking to John, ringing John Laws? I think someone sent it to you.
Let's hear that.
I'm not sure if he has.
I know the one you're not talking about. Not that long ago. This is when he was retiring.
Well, it was retiring. It was, and he played that song.
What did he play for you? Did he play a song for you?
No, girls in their summer clothes. Oh, as soon as I said that, he goes, "Oh, that's a fantastic song." Because there was no preparation.
Is that Bruce Springsteen
Bruce Springsteen.
It is Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I always thought it was Brian Ferry for some reason.
No.
I think I only played that off their website. I don't think I saved it. I can't find it.
Oh, no worries. No,
if you knew the date, I could go pull the episode.
All that stuff,
I really should cut it and keep it. I really should hang on to that stuff. I must have just played it live off the site and never kept a copy.
He loved my conversation because he wanted to play that song and he didn't know I was going to say it. And he had it ready to go.
I think he played that five times in one show.
He played it sponsored by Sony or whatever. He played it four times in a row just to annoy somebody. Mm. I think it's a great song. Great song.
His producer's going nuts. What the fuck's going on? He's playing it again?
And then again,
you're retiring. Yeah. We've got 100 people on the bloody waiting on the line. And he just keep playing this crap.
No, yeah, Rollo. It was when the song first came out, and he was working Sony. Dennis Hanlon from Sony was just donating to him, guaranteed. He probably got paid.
I know what you mean. When he was going from 2UE and then he went to 2GB.
Joel. If you look online, you can find 2GB Frank's trip. Actually, don't do it. I'll send it to you. And you'll be able to cut two really good John Laws conversations from the 80s. It's called Frank's Treasure Trove. On the John Stanley show, it was he's been really sick, so he's just come back on last Wednesday night. It has a great Norman, it's the first Norman phone call before Norman's name was being talked about, and they're arguing. It's really good, but it's well worth listening to because you're going to hear some really old radio from Sydney.
Good laughs. Norman always. He always gets a good laugh with Norman.
Yeah. Well, Laws was getting what Laws was saying. He goes,
I heard Norman used to be a producer or something for him.
There was one of his panel. Murray was his panel operator that was they used to have on his bets with. But yeah, but Frank's Treasure Trove, which is on, they actually find that the episodes are actually online and you can listen.
There's that guy that had all the old tapes, right?
Yes, and he restores them. Mm. And people are sending him hours and hours of stuff I've kept. Rollo, you should send some stuff into him because you've got the stuff on your computer.
Blockheaded bastard. Liz Jackson exposed you.
He won't play.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, that one's classic. That's when he called me a blockheaded bastard, I think. Maybe, I don't know. But it was the Liz Jackson with, now what was her name? The Chappelle Corby thing? And he stopped saying, hello.
Yeah, saying, yeah. We say it too often. Hello. Yeah. Who are you? He pretended he didn't know who was on the other.
No, we got Rick from somewhere near Port Macquarie.
G'day, John. G'day, John.
G'day. Yeah. What are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, I'd just like to say you're my favourite radio announcer, John. I just went out and brought a car from the Westerners. You're one of your the Meet the Westerners. What's it called? I went out to there and brought a car, and I'm really happy to be talking to you.
Well, you're telling the story. What's going on, mate? Are you retarded? Are you slow? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm not retarded, John. It's the way I talk.
You sound like you're retarded to me. I think we should go to the next call, should we? Keep going. Are you going to plug a sponsor of mine?
No, but that's what he
fucking,
was.
No, you fucking was, retard?
That was so, people were doing that, and I thought, that guy is a ringing for sure. You'd hear
so
them ring
many,
up. And say,
I'm sure of his producers would ring in and ring just up. Do the
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And because those markets or whatever that.
Well,
that
no,
he would,
yeah. So if there was no plug. Callers on the board, if there's no callers on the board, guaranteed you've got at least three. You've got a junior staffer and a couple of chicks working like whatever. They'll ring up and just blow smoke up his
lips. My favorite bit when it came to him, it was. The Cashford comment, and it was Alan Jones, and then there was John Law's different way to attack that, the Cashford comment, and both of them were guilty. They were guilty as fuck.
Look,
they are commercial radio, so.
No, but I'm telling you, nearly all the major radio stations have got a rort going on where it comes up. They've got a sponsor. They're going to get that sponsor mentioned. And he was the biggest whore of the lot. Now, I can hear things like that really clearly. Like, I remember when I was
When they changed their
code.
Just the way you talk here. You just go, if I'm saying NRMA, bunch of cunts there, they're fucking, they're rotting. NRMA, the best company in the fucking world.
Yeah, yeah, and you know straight away that Rollo would never say that.
Richard Ackland. Was it either Richard Ackland or Liz Jackson? That's her, yeah. And I think Liz Jackson really got under his skin. It really did. But he warned him.
All commercial radio announcers.
Or was it Stuart Littlemore where he goes, hello?
Anyway, enough about.
Enough of Richard John Laws. Hey, happy birthday. Can we hear some Richard John Laws? Have we got anything?
Have you got it? One of the
him and now he was. He was.
I don't think we need to recap all of that. I was just looking. All those episodes they used to post on the website have been taken down, so I can't even pull your episode. Really.
Oh.
Was it the last one he was on or the last week?
He just spoke to the guy from 2GB. What's his name?
It's too hard to find, Rollo, but next week I'll send him to Joel and he can clip a few things.
No, tell me his name. I'll find it and I'll send him.
Did you call in on John's last show? Or was it the last week?
It was 3 days before he went. But honestly, it's too. Don't bother. I'll see if I can find it. But
tell me his name. What was his name again? Sorry, his name was. Who was the 2GB guy that spoke to Lawsy just recently and for his 90th birthday?
Oh, Ben Fordham.
Ben Fordham. I'll find it.
It'll be there. Ben Fordham.
I'll find it, and I'll send Joel the link. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we used to talk about John Laws. Oh, sorry, you used to talk about John Laws
the time,
nonstop.
I'm his biggest fan. Mm. Yeah, I'll find it. Come here.
Anyway, anyway, these movies, that's right, I got all these movies. But the other day, Jollo, I found in the op shop a high-definition DVD player with attached on built-in video player that runs through the high-definition one. And it's for $10. I can actually play old videos now because I'm going to find, I want to find the James Bond movie with the braces, an original copy of the first movie, which she definitely had braces on, 100%. Dolly from, what was that movie? Was it Octopussy or?
Moonraker.
It was used for that. Moonraker. Now, it's been digitally removed. They've digitally removed them, or they shot two different things. And they use the Mandela Effect's history. No one's talking about it anymore because it got.
Here we go. Found it.
You did?
There we go. I'm gonna send it directly to.
Send it to Joel, and we can play it afterwards. But I'm just
absolutely.
We can talk.
Rollo,
over
have it. You got? Did you throw out all your old videos, or did you keep them?
Again, I've got them on thumb drives, and again,
have you got Octopus?
Bellatad's got most of me and my.
No. Rollo, I've moved on with the conversation. I'm talking about old video.
Oh, okay.
I want to find a copy of Octopussy from the 80s when they re-released it. And I want to see. They digitally removed the braces back then, because I'm telling you that was
the Mandela thing. Yeah,
remember me and you on the, I think it was Fart Podcast, Fake Old Australia Roundtable, episode number 3, I think it was. When Joel was at your, it's the balcony episode.
Yes,
me and you found. An old
with the golden
with the braces. He wasn't there that
wasn't
time.
It?
No, we didn't do a show that time. The golden skid mark.
What was the question? I just sent that to you, Joel.
No, play, I'm just saying. If he plays it, you're not going to talk over the top of it, Rollo.
It's not a song. Talk over the top of it. That's going to sound interesting.
It goes for
Julie Andrews. What's the device you got?
Sorry.
For the videos?
I found an LG. It must have come out not that long ago. So it's basically it's a high-definition DVD player with a video player built into it. So it's a double. The double one, so the DVD, the video player built into a DVD player, and it's high definition, so I'll just play a DVD on it, and it's widescreen, looks fantastic.
So it plays Blu-ray?
It's not Blu-ray, but it's HD, high definition DVD, which...
Well, that's what Blu-ray is. There's no HD without Blu-ray.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's a Blu-ray.
I mean, the combo VHS and DVD has been around for 30 years. Is this?
I know they have, but they've... Yeah. Go out and try and find one now, Joel. Go and try and find me
I'm looking it up because I want to find the specific model. But the point you're saying is the VHS can play via HDMI to the TV. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, I never didn't know that. So it's an LG full high definition USB plus something Simlink, blah, blah, blah. I got it for $10. And I've got all these. So I've just gone through all these movies that I found and kept about 30 out of 500. But I want movies to watch because I'm not signing up to Netflix or any of these things. I just like to watch hard. We've got to keep hard copies of these things because they're going to edit stuff out. Already.
I've never heard of VHS being paired with high def.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Can you actually tell me the model? Do you have it handy? I'm really curious. Yeah.
I've never seen one before. I haven't seen one for years. Let me think. It's got, hang on, can I turn a light on it? I'm such a Luddite.
Turn the light on.
It's called
LG 6 HD Hi-Fi Stereo. oh, I can't read that. VCR. It's basically, it has a high definition DVD and a video player, though, which I've never seen before. Not for years, anyway. Because it's important to keep videos, because that whole Mandela effect thing could have kept going forever, because they just re-released a DVD copy and digitally edited out the braces, or shot two scenes, which I suggest. One without braces and one with braces.
I remember braces.
Is it black or silver?
Richard Keel. I remember Richard Keel.
Ah, it does. It says here you can convert, you can put in VHSs and convert. It's a DVD writer. It can convert them.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never seen a product like that. I had the good old DVD, you know, standard def DVD VCR thing, bedroom as a kid, so I could play either format. But I've never seen a device like that. That's interesting.
No, yeah, but for $10, and I quickly grabbed it.
I've got a machine here that you can throw the VHS in there, and it will record it to a DVD. I don't know if this will work.
I say the
ex-wife's. Look, seriously, I sent you that link. Can we hear a
seriously,
little bit? Just for
seriously,
a laugh?
Seriously, yes, I'll put it on.
Just for a laugh.
But you're not going to talk
can you
over
see the link that I.
No one unduly Andrews do you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Julie Andrews. You're on Julie Andrews.
Thank you.
So if you hear it again.
Just a little bit.
Disable ad blockers and try again. Leave me the fuck alone, you fucking cunt.
Oh, that'll make you stick. And what about, has anyone noticed?
That's not me.
What is the go with podcasts now? Every fuck, if you're listening to a podcast.
Yeah, you need an ad. Yeah, you got to have an ad.
There's an ad every 3 minutes or whatever on podcasts. It's like, even William Ramsey's show's full of them. It's like, I don't want to hear people.
Someone's got to pay the bill. Really.
Well, you don't hear it on the Rick and Rollo show. We've got, even though we've got an old ABC semi-retired continuity.
Well, let's have a little listen.
It's not working. I unblocked the fucking thing, and I can't. How do I get it off to just to the piece of audio?
I'm telling you,
they're
going to make it so hard to play and share stuff. It's not funny.
2GB. Yeah.
It'll be them doing it.
I can feel your frustration, Bella. Let me read what it says. It says,
do that.
Sit back and listen.
You do the whole interview in there.
As the legendary broadcaster John Law stops by the 2GB studios and to chat with Ben.
He did.
And hear more highlights from Ben Fordham Live. Okay.
What are the common personality traits of individuals who murder their spouse?
Why does the Catholic Church...
Oh, we're hearing ads now. This is great. Pre-roll. Pre-roll ads for 2GB.
We can talk over the ads.
Motive
we can do about
when we hear the dulcet tones of 90-year-old...
Here it is.
Here we go.
Hello, world. I'm John Laws.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
I do. Dear, I do.
A bit rough, wasn't it? Do you remember what's that music called? El Presidente?
Why isn't Ben Fordham talking to him?
It's a 23-minute thing. We can pause.
No. Rollo, just keep playing it. They're doing it like it's a real show.
I nearly forgot how to say that hello world stuff. Haven't said it for a while.
What's on your mind, Australia?
Why don't you do it?
You can call us 131873, email ben at 2gb.com, and text the text line 0460873873. John Laws.
You don't expect me to remember all that bullshit, do you?
Oh, all those numbers. Rick and Roller, 43.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Let's play 5 minutes of it. Or 3 minutes.
Liz.
Good morning to you, Lawsy.
Why?
It's Ken, fantastic good morning to have you back in 2GB Studios. Thank you very much for coming in.
It's a nice studio, isn't it?
It is a nice studio. And do you miss the radio studio? Because it's been a few months since you've been in one.
Yeah, I do miss it. I miss it when I'm watching news at night and there'll be a story on. I think, Jesus, I'd like to get into that tomorrow morning, but I can't because there's nobody to talk to except the cat.
What don't you miss? You've told us what you miss. You miss those big stories and being able to express your opinion on it. What don't you miss about radio?
I miss the music because I used to love the music.
Mm.
And I certainly miss that. But I don't know, it was a nice job.
You chose fantastic music for your show, your opening song and your closing song. Was that you or did someone help you with that?
No, nobody helped me with anything.
When did you nail that choice? It was something right from the beginning? Have you had that song since the start of the John Lewis show?
What, the El Presidente one? Yeah, since I began.
Okay.
I just loved it. It just fitted perfectly and the words fitted perfectly. And it was an important piece of music. I just thought Herb Alpert was terrific.
It's funny too because we've grown up listening to it and it just was a signal that, okay, it's here. Lawsy is here and he's ready to start the show. And I think the opening of your show, you had this great way of summarising without going into all of the detail right off the top of the show, a little bit of a sample, everything happening in Sydney and New South Wales, in Australia, around the world. And then you largely left it to the listeners after that, didn't you? You really relied on people to say, you tell me what's going on in your world.
Yeah, well, 9 times out of 10, the listeners were much smarter than I. they knew what was going on in the world because they were living it.
Mm. Not Norman, though, that Norman, that caller who used to call you.
Oh, look,
you
I miss Norman.
God, Ben Fordham's a hopeless interviewer.
Yeah.
Do you want to? He's terrible.
Well, I don't know where he is.
He only got the job because his father.
It would have to be because he doesn't. He's play, like bumbling around. He doesn't even know what to ask. He's not interested in this. It's so weird.
Yes, John.
Are they going to play
the regular Norman? For yes, people who are aware of Norman.
Did you take the hint, John? Is that, you know, get in the back of your mind that it's time to go?
No.
We tapped him on the shoulder.
Norman, I think it's time for you to go. What the hell do you listen to the program for if you despise it to such an extent? You must be a poor, twisted little fella.
No, it's time for you to go, John.
Is this the real Norman? John.
Yeah, this is Norman.
What do you look like?
The real Norman.
Yeah, talking to you. And look, I want to remind you of this, Lawsy. Even when you were saying, okay, I'm retiring, he still wouldn't let go. Listen to this. This is Norman talking to John Laws.
Norman, are you there?
Hey, have you got a parade of people out going to clap you as you walk through and get into your cars, the TV cameras there? I bet they're not. I bet they're not anymore.
I hope that...
Do me a favour.
I hope that... No, I won't do you any favour at all. You're a jerk. You're a crumb. You're a nuisance. You're a nobody. And you will always be just that, a nobody. Don't bother to call me again, Norman. There won't be another time for you to call me again. Go to hell, Norman. Go to hell. You're an untidy, hateful little grub. Go away. So one final word to you, Norman. Piss off.
Oh, Lawsy.
Fancy saying that on radio. I ought to be ashamed of myself.
Did you ever get in trouble for saying things on radio that you weren't supposed to say?
Oh, yes.
From management or from lawyers or a combination of both?
All of them.
Mm.
They used to queue up.
Did you listen to the feedback?
Not much.
Not a lot?
No, I knew what I wanted to do and I felt I knew how to do it best or the best way that suited me and I just did it. There was no great planning or no great preparation. It just happened.
We've got so many messages from people wanting to send their love to you right now. So thank you to everyone. And we'll print out a lot of these messages and share them with John so we can take them home because there are just so many of them at the moment. I want to ask you, Lawsy, about retirement. How has retirement treated you? Because after doing what you've done for so long, it must be challenging to step away from the microphone and the radio studio.
It's a pain in the ass.
Is it really?
I hate it.
Do you want to come back?
I sort of want to come back, but then when I think about, I don't know.
You're thinking about it?
Oh, well, I think about everything, yeah.
Because the management of the radio station, I mean, they're around the building. They've already been in here sucking up to you, Tom Malone, our boss. So if you want to have a conversation after the show about what we could do with Lawsy around 2GB. We're open to it. Don't go looking at Jody Borger, your right-hand woman. You've got to answer the question yourself, Mr. Laws.
Yeah, well, I'll just put it up to me and I'll probably abuse you, but...
You know...
You reckon Let's get that out of there. Do you reckon he could do, like... who's Bob Rogers? Is he still with us? He used to do late night.
He almost died on air. He was 100, I think, Bob Rogers.
Oh, we lost Bob, did we?
Yeah. Only recently. But he... So that's what I mean. Why would you retire?
You do the Bob Rogers thing, yeah. But I think Lawsy would say he would think that was beneath him doing
late night. So now, and I'll tell you this, Joel, you'd be interested in this. Most of these are like John Stanley, and a lot of these are overnight people like Ugly Phil. They're doing it from their house now. They're not actually going into the studios anymore. So John Stanley records the show from home. Yeah. So this is
where we're going now. If we're coming through now, they can do it.
Exactly. So guaranteed, he could easily have a studio set up in his joint one of his houses.
I guess the radio station idea is on its way out. They're not going to need stations anymore. They'll just have a rack room somewhere with all the equipment and they'll just remote control it. Makes sense. I mean, that has been happening. I know Alan Jones in his final few years at 2GB was already doing that. He lived down in the Southern Highlands somewhere, and I know he did
He was unlistenable. Like,
Then you had...
He
had so many people listening to him because it's breakfast radio on an AM station. And now Ben Fordham's the number one broadcaster. But you know the reason why? Because there's no AM radio competition.
I thought it was a nepotism.
Kyle used to work remote as well. He did... He'd do a few months at a time in LA. So in the he liked the time difference, right? Because he can roll out of bed in the afternoon and come do the breakfast show. And he did months at a time in LA. Yeah.
So where did you do your internship again, Bella?
I didn't do an internship at 2GB. No.
I thought you were working either TUE or TGU.
No, where are you getting these imaginary?
It was an FM station, wasn't it?
I wasn't an intern. I had a full-time job. The Coca-Cola sign underneath.
Jolo is a professional Rollo.
I didn't work under the Coca-Cola sign. That was an outside broadcast for Kiss.
Oh, Kiss FM. That's right. With Kyle and Jackie O. That's all right.
Well, they're all there now.
That was a good gig. Are they still going? Yes.
They're still going. They're huge. And they're getting bigger and bigger. She's had a lot of work done though. She's looking extraordinarily young. He's looking fat and fucking ugly as usual.
To be honest, we should.
I'll send Joel another time. The interview went. So Kyle and Ben Fordham come into the studio to talk to Laws, and you could tell that Laws doesn't like, he's not a big fan of Ben Fordham because I think he knows he's just a kid that his manager.
They sounded like they were getting on like a house on fire there.
They are now because I'm telling you, Laws wants to come back on because he's sitting at home twiddling his thumbs and he suddenly realized.
Yeah, because they're doing shows. Caroline passed.
Dead. He lives at home with his cat, like me.
10 years ago, yeah.
He's living at home with a cat, like I am. And Joel. Joel's got two.
Do you reckon he's still living above Otto there? Like in that beautiful restaurant that he used to own?
Yes.
On the Finger Wharf, yeah. Good luck to him on that. That is a lovely place.
We'll move on from...
All right.
The strange talk. But so Dexter's finished? It's all finished? Gone?
No, not a chance. It's actually episode 7. So we've worked out the Gemini killer spoilers. It was a twin.
No, don't tell me the.
I'm intending to watch it.
Don't start giving out all the answers.
Rollo, honestly, you would never ever tell Rollo a single
You could do some vague, oh, it's. I think it's better than the previous. I think this, I think, but don't start telling all the spoilers.
How about, can we just hear the Dexter theme tune? Just
no,
a bit.
What? No, you've had too much. No, you're yeah, off the rails. You're off the rails already.
Oh.
You're shouting over everything Rick says. You're suggesting a song every 10 seconds.
I'm actually...
Yeah, that's because he's on the 7% beer.
Oh, well, thank you for playing Lawsy there. That's awesome. It was nice to hear his voice.
I want to rewatch the Godfather trilogy.
Oh, yes.
I've just set my video up and with the
What's your favorite one? One, two, or three?
Oh, I can't remember. Two.
See, it's going up there.
What's it?
Gotta go get rid of everybody.
What was Marlon Brando with a mouth full of cotton wool?
Vinny, coming up there. Going to Newcastle to see Rollo.
my favorite, just to be controversial, is the third one in 1990. Godfather Part 3.
Yeah, it actually has a lot of stuff in it, though. It's actually got a lot of interesting stuff about the Vatican, how powerful they are.
It is total ass. It is trash. Is it? It's trash.
Yeah, it's got stuff in it.
The first one with James Caan and the head in the bed is like the hot in the bed. Everyone that has been taking the piss out of so many times because it is so awesome.
I like
that,
two.
That piece of music the bit where type in Godfather horse's head, the piece of music, everybody loves it.
I've just worked you out, Rollo.
Murray, Who wrote that story?
Mario Puzo.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And I think he did the actual screenwriting as well.
Yeah, what did you just work out about Rollo?
He
loves telling people to do stuff all the time, but he won't do anything himself.
Yeah, like barbecues, travel,
and
playing songs.
Have you ever done it?
Playing songs.
Delegation.
Joel, just find that thing and clip it. It's about 30 minutes long. You'll be right.
He would have made a great CEO.
Oh yeah. Delegation. Oh, man. You guys are great.
Cat Weasel, the CEO.
I am the cat weasel. My beard is just only getting longer and longer.
You are. All you need.
We'll cut it off like we did last time.
Yeah, that was funny.
Hey, I will. If you're going to cut my beard off when you're here, make sure it's on camera. Yeah. My cat weasel beard. If you're going to cut it off, I just want to make sure it's done on camera.
No, we did it because when we're going to Christie's 50th birthday, you wanted it trimmed, so I cut half of it off.
Oh, is that right? Yes.
In about 5 years' time, Rollo, you will be the spitting image of Jeffrey, what's his name? Please, Jeffrey.
Balden.
Balden.
Jeffrey Balden, yeah.
You will be the spitting
image. He lived to a ripe old age. He lived to about 90-something. Yeah, the actor that played Cat Weasel. That was a great show. I must admit,
There's this awesome on Facebook. Okay. There's this awesome site called Scarred for Life, and it's an English site. I'm telling you, they're finding all these, and it's totally true. The BBC and ITV and British kids TV shows were traumatizing children from a very young age.
Okay.
Oh my God! And so this Scarred for Life, they're going around finding clips of just things that kids were made to watch on TV that are absolutely terrifying. All this really evil imagery. And, you've ever seen the statue on the BBC building. I think they had to pull it down now.
I know the one. I know the one in the middle of the –
An old man chasing a naked boy.
Yeah.
A naked boy. getting chased by an old man.
And I put the photo of us cutting off Rollo's beard in the show chat if any live listeners want to see it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm using.
Do you know my mother worked for the BBC in the
60s? Yes, we do. Got stuck in a lift.
How did I know that story?
Rolf Paris. Well, the guy that did the statue of that the old man chasing a terrified little nude boy was in fact a pedophile.
Yeah.
And
Why doesn't that surprise me? Why doesn't that surprise me? The new Doctor Who, Russell T. Davies, the guy that did the new, you know, the black Doctor Who with the mustache that came from Rwanda or something.
And he is gay.
He says he's from, I don't know, Scotland, and he wore a dress. He's finally admitted, like, the BBC is so woke. W-A-K. Can you play the, what does Donald Trump say? Everything woke turns to shit.
He's not playing it. You just said it. Right. You don't need to play it. You just said it.
Well, leave him alone. Can you fucking believe it that David Tennant and even these people are all head cases? They are. I try and type on my little computer thing. The trans, like J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter, she says there's only male and females. Today in Melbourne,
a group of women that want their right to be able to say what they want as women were accosted again by black clad mask wearing trans activists, and they marched through the street of Melbourne the other day. Honestly, this whole thing is just over the top, and what it is doing though is making people utterly sick of this woke thing, and it's actually working in the negative. I think they're doing it deliberately, though. They're saturating us with, like, you know, remember the tranny kids going, and this is going on apparently in Newcastle. There's a tranny story time for kids. You know, they have a tranny goes into kids' school reading books, and that is so outrageous to any normal person. Unless you live in Newtown or Erskineville in Sydney, that you think it's fantastic.
Once you're an adult, but trying to teach a young boy or a young girl, you're a man,
tranny
living in a girl's body or a young it's man, just, that you're a woman living outrageous. In a man. It's easy to chop the bits off and then try and make what the hell's going on down there look like a vagina or whatever.
I reckon it is happening.
Once you chop your bits off,
they don't grow back again.
They ain't grow back, and you've made a mistake.
I've already said that this is a cull for sure, because if you're a woman over, you know, say my age, right, and you're on hormone replacement therapy, HRT, you're told by your doctor that you've got 15 years of HRT, and after that it will start causing cancers. Is it 15 or 20 years? So adults are told if you go onto these hormone blockers, after 20 years or 15 years you'll get cancer. They're letting kids go on these things that are 7 or 8 years of age. So therefore, in 20 years' time, they're dead. Between the vaccines and the...
Vaccine is the worst thing. It's like, seriously, there's this dude, I put it into the Rick and Rollo Discord.
COVID
with this dude who's like, he seems like he knew what he was talking about when it came to COVID and the vaccines and that. Dude, died suddenly, 47, Rick and Roller, 43.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us.
Okay.
Good evening, and you're listening to the Rick and Rolo Show, episode number 43, on the 16th of August, 2025. And back to the hosts, Rick and Rolo and Jolo.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful...
That was nice of you to give us an on-topic tranny impersonation. Good on you.
Don't try that, Tom. He's a very elderly man, apparently. Anyway...
We were talking earlier off-air about David Stratton.
Dying.
No, he left us quite a few years ago, you reckon? Margaret Pomerantz.
Rollo. David Stratton passed away this week.
All right. Well, rest in peace. I mean, that's not
miserable.
He gave.
He actually talked.
There was a movie I liked, and Adam Sandler. The Wedding.
Rollo, you've already talked about it on this very episode. Move on.
Oh, I thought we were speaking off air.
No.
Oh, okay. No, all right. No.
Yep.
All Julie right. Rest Andrews. In peace.
Yep. Oh, no, Julie Andrews, you can talk. Rest in peace, David.
We didn't lose anyone else, but
what do you mean? Of course, there was a female bodybuilder that just passed away at age 34, completely naturally. I joke. And it said mysteriously died. Now, can I just say I was at a client's house yesterday, 84, and there she was telling me, she goes, "Oh, Rick," she goes, "I've just had my the flu shot." She's been sick for 12 days, mind you, right? She'd had a flu shot. At booster, and then she went and took, because she's got three grandchildren under five, she went and took a three-shot booster for German measles, mumps and whatever, you know, and she's been sick for 12 days, sick as a dog. But she was saying, "Oh, it's fantastic, you know, lucky I did that, because otherwise I'd be much sicker." And I was thinking, I can't say anything because I already lost that job for the 4 years of COVID. And they were so desperate to get me back again. I lost it for 2 years and I'm back there doing it. And they're great clients, fantastic clients, but they cannot help go in and take booster shots or flu shots. And they're always sick. Always sick. It's just unbelievable. Yep. This is not going away.
Well, back in the 1800s or something, I just posted it. It's like, I don't know, Eustace Mullins or like, it is the world's biggest scam. But they took it to the next level in 1999 with the COVID-19, and everybody was taking this.
2021.
Everyone was taking that jab.
And Frank the Salt Guy. Has done the maths, and it was, the death thing went up 20%, the acknowledged 20%. Now, there's an inquiry going on. Now, you'd never know this, because all you're getting hearing about Britain is this, the migrant problems that they got there. But there's a...
They want to go back to lockdowns. They want to do lockdowns again.
There's a big inquiry going on right now in England. And in New Zealand about the COVID response. And so this is in New Zealand, so I'm changing the subject here, but New Zealand, Jacinda and the other two fuckwits that were responsible have refused to go before an inquiry. They said, "No, we're not doing it," because they know this. Now, in England, they've just done one, and they had that absolute cunt of a guy, Matt Hancock, who laughed away. Remember him giggling away, and he said he was crying when William Shakespeare, that was his name, took the first COVID shot in 2021. And they were filming a live show, and you could see him giggling away. And like, he had tears in his eyes he was laughing about something. And then they went back to him and they said, Matt, you're obviously really upset, because they could see him laughing. Sorry, the kettle's going. No beer for me. So Matt Hancock would be him and Jacinda and Dan Andrews. I'll put those three up there, the most that made me sick the most. what they did and how they did it and how they smiled.
Oh, what he did
and grinned away. Yeah, that was Dan Andrews.
Matt Hancock
was having an affair with one of his interns or whatever. And, you know, when we were getting locked down, he was out there, you know, going to restaurants and screwing around or going on holidays, telling you that you couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gladys Berejiklian and Kerry Chan. All right, yeah, we're pretty fucked up here.
Yeah, where are they now?
Dan Andrews, that was a police fucking Nazi police state. The shit went on down there.
Yep.
Where the police, this is why I have absolutely no regard for the boys in blue. I've got no, and if I have any interactions with them, I will just say them straight to their face. I say, I have
destroyed business.
I hate you.
It's not
your uniform. I hate you. Because you're wearing that uniform and if you want to talk to me, I hold you with disregard with such extreme prejudice because of what you have done to me.
When I was doing that stand in the park thing, I never had any problems with cops because the one in Port Macquarie didn't seem to get hurt.
Really?
But there's a group of guys. And ladies were doing one not far from me.
Yeah.
And they had the cops, this is on a beach, mind you, right in the car park of the beach. They were having a conversation. They'd advertised a group meeting. Okay. Two or three cops turned up and were telling them, you can't stand next. You know, like, honestly, ordering them around, move away, don't, you know, where's your mask?
And they were agreeing to what the cops were saying, they
were saying you can't do that, and this one particular cop was going around going into businesses and just going in there and slapping $10,000 fines for they were opening up and they were told to shut down. That happened all the time. One of the businesses, the fishing shop, got I think $50,000 worth of fines. The stress that they went through because they thought they were going to have to pay. I said, you're not going to have to pay.
I can imagine.
And they threw the whole.
I was on Cardiff train station the other day, and two cops walked past me, talk about bite my lip. I could have easily pushed.
Yeah, no, but it's. You can't,
I,
no, but,
I could have pushed.
Oh, no, roll,
I could
roll,
push
roll,
them
roll,
off
roll,
the balcony
roll,
in
roll,
front of
roll,
the
roll, train. Rollo. You now you're a fucking idiot. I hate him.
Rollo, that much.
The individual. A lot of cops resigned.
They're just doing a job.
No. But there were.
But they're a bunch of fucking bullies. Why are we not allowed to have sidearms ourselves? If I had a sidearm, a cop will be a lot more fucking not bully. Look, I'll put my hand on my weapon.
Ever had the ability to walk around with a sidearm, no matter what.
I think it's about time we should. Yeah, and that would allow it would be I'm not going. We're not doing the Clint Eastwood thing, where we're all gonna walk in the middle of the Western thing. Mm. But I'll have my hand on my weapon. And you just get shot.
Boom.
It means he will talk to me respectfully. And I will talk to him respectfully, and I'll say respectfully, get the fuck out of my fucking face.
If it was 1830, that might be a possibility, but it's not. It's nearly 2030. And anyway,
women in uniform. Remember that song? Women in uniform. Yeah. I don't mind women in uniform. But again,
Rollo, shut
With great power comes great responsibility, as we always say.
Well, you mentioned that last week. Who said that?
Yeah, Spider-Man. It was just Spider-Man. It was young, I forget his name before he became Spider-Man.
You know, I'm looking at this, what's going on in America.
Peter Parker.
You know Dean Cain, who played, you know, Lois and
young Superman, yeah.
Lois and Clark. Yeah. He's 59 years of age now, so he's not so young.
Oh, my God, we are so old.
Yeah. Well, he's
really I like that show, Lois and Clark.
Well, anyway, yeah. he's come out and he's gone, because Donald Trump's lifted the age for ICE, you know, that's the immigration control. Whatever it is, which sounded like the new Stormtroopers.
Did you see the new South Park ICE episode?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh my God! With the
Dean Cain is now signing up with ICE. You know, Superman's joining up with ICE to become an America.
Yeah.
Well,
he'll never get another job in Hollywood again. Then it's like Scott Baio. Scott Baio said.
Isn't Scott Baio quite right wing and kind of pushes?
Remember him, Janie Love Charge, he said the second I said my support for Trump in 2016,
he lost all his work.
I never got another fucking gig in Hollywood. Hollywood just said fucking, and I believe him.
Oh no,
Even if you say that
anywhere, but at the moment we've got this conflagration of a clusterfuck guarantee going on with.
Yeah.
You've got right wing, left wing, you've got the pro Palestine, anti Palestine thing. The media is all owned by a group of people that would be supportive of Israel.
Even, like I said, even South Park doesn't even know what they're fucking doing at the moment. They're doing the Donald Trump in bed with Satan.
Yeah,
like the last two, it was kind of funny, but it's kind of old,
They're hedging their bets. Yeah. If they were pro Trump, they'd be
No, it's Skydance. Skydance bought Paramount Plus or something. It was a deal that was going through, and they made $1 million overnight. $1 million. More money
I might go and watch South Park tonight.
Yeah. They're not that funny. It's just.
Yes, they are.
Two new ones. I kind of.
Oh, the new ones.
If you wanna use your time, Dexter Resurrection. I swear to God.
I have
watched them over and over again because they are so good.
Because you're a serial
killer. I just like really well done TV. TV that's not just disposable.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Lucifer show. Because I'm on about this.
Apple.
You're getting that confused with another show. Lucifer is a show called Lucifer. You're thinking of another show. I'm talking about. It's about Lucifer on Earth he's the good guy, just like your serial killer Dexter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the good guy.
I'm trying to find my remote.
It'll be on there. It's called.
I don't have Disney. I don't have Apple.
I never said Apple TV. That's Severance is on Apple TV.
All right.
Severance is nothing to do with the Lucifer show.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll do it while we're talking. Is Velocet still with us, or is he? Is he going to work?
He's on a three-week holiday.
Buddy. Yeah. Lucifer. Do you know what's on my TV right now? It's Jeremy Clarkson. Driving, what the fuck, some insane car.
An Aston Martin.
I don't know what it is. It's called.
A tractor.
The Not Very Grand Tour. Season 1. It must be on.
I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
You don't like Perry Clarkson?
No. I mean, like, okay. I can't stand it. Like, anyone wants to sit there watching. Like, I'm not into cars at all.
Yeah, me neither. I've got to admit.
I would rather watch. I still love that. You know, that, what's that show with that guy that goes around to Grand Designs? That's interesting. If you're interested, you know, like what people can do to a house. It makes me feel
useless.
I am. It makes me feel completely useless.
My mother loved Antiques Roadshow, where, and old people would just go, here you go, what's that worth? And then some of them would go, well, it's not worth jack shit mostly. But then someone would come up and go, this thing's worth like 10 grand or something. It's like
Napoleonic toilet.
They love that. And I'd say, a flushing
Napoleonic toilet or something or other that's, you don't see too much.
Yeah, all right. So the first flushing toilet, which is, mine works perfectly. I've got a chamber pot
that is what you used to have to use back in the day.
Didn't Blackadder say you crap out of the window?
Yeah.
We watched that Mr. Bean episode today.
Sorry, Rollo. Did you know they're talking about doing another Blackadder series?
That'd be interesting.
As long as it's written
by Elton and Curtis.
It'll be full of PC jokes, though, wouldn't it? If Ben Elton would
They didn't do a good job on the what was it called?
The last episode.
The 2000 case. The 2000 switch. Yeah, it was just.
He's not funny anymore. He's not funny. Not funny.
Well, when you get older,
Ben Elton, no. I talked about this the other day on, I think, the Be Told show. Benny Hill versus Ben Elton, 100%. I'd go with Benny Hill every day.
Ricky Gervais trying to be funny now. Like, he's
what a, he's a wanker as well.
It's harder and harder as you get older and older and become more cynical. You become more.
I'm old to try to
be as funny as you. Because you've got nothing to prove anymore. Most of the comedians, I think once they get to a certain age, like Eddie Murphy, I watched a brand new Eddie Murphy movie the other day called The Trip or something, or The Pickup, it was called.
I thought
it gave me a couple of really good belly laughs when he was doing the old, you know, they did the neutron dance thing. Remember?
Don't let him play. He doesn't want to play anything.
Oh yeah, the neutron dance. But it was a parody of
something.
Yeah, no, he was just. They were there, and they were two security guards looking after this big heavy duty security. So it was a sort of a heist type thing,
right?
And it was serviceable. So he was, his last day on the job, and then the young kid was the new, some young comedian.
Is this a movie or a TV show? It was on
either Amazon or Paramount Plus. I watched it, and it was serviceable. I seriously watched the whole thing. I thought it was.
Well, there you go.
I would give it a solid 6 or 7 out of 10. If that's what it was.
He just did it.
It was Eddie Murphy when he really got back into the.
Didn't he just do it?
Yeah.
You're listening to Rick and Roll.
43.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Do that.
You're listening to
You're listening to Rick and Rolo, episode number 43, on Saturday, the 16th of August, 2025. Back to the hosts, Rick and Rolo. Thank you very much.
Now, just before we go, let's talk about some of the classic musicians that we've loved over the years, especially back in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, which is like somewhere the classic music was. There was a band called My Sex. Now, it was Steve Gilpin, wasn't it, his name?
Yes.
There are people that I played
computer games a few weeks ago, but we'll just keep talking because I'm not going yet, Rollo. I just said,
but I'm just saying. But I thought they were a one hit wonder. Yeah. Oh,
no way.
They're still going,
and they've got, Dragon is still going.
Yeah,
and they've got Mark Williams singing for them, but My Sex have got the bass player from Noiseworks, who is an absolute talent, who can sing.
What a great band. Steve Albin. With that voice of his,
John Stevens,
who covered In Excess there for a little bit.
He was in Excess.
We saw him when they came back after the death of Michael Hutchence in 1996. We saw them live, and he
the incredibly suspicious death of
Starbusters or whatever. Yeah, it happens.
Star Wars.
David Geffen. What was his name? The guy from the shotgun Nirvana. In his mouth.
Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain. I mean, that was awfully suspicious.
There's no doubt.
And it's like an open secret that the David Geffen had him.
But there's no doubt that a singer is worth more dead than alive, without any doubt.
What about Elvis? Like, do you think
way more money? They're making way more money than when he died. Some Michael Jackson. Same with
Elvis Presley hadn't taken a shit for 4 months?
I don't believe that, Rollo.
He was so constipated. Apparently.
Well, speaking of that, that's one thing because I've stopped drinking. I've reset my entire body clock, man. It's really hard to sleep when you stop drinking for the first, well, so far, at least 4 days, 5 days. I think
are you not drinking? You haven't had a single drink tonight?
I've had two cups of teas and two chais. Can you believe it? Too much sugar, too, in the chais.
Now I understand why you're so boring.
Yeah, tonight. Absolutely. So
fucking Lord.
Yeah, but when I'm on the show,
I can't understand what's going on tonight. And now I realize
you haven't had
a drink
for 5 days.
You fucking God, you are not allowed in my house.
Well, that's
not without a bottle of wine. You got to have a bottle of wine in one hand and a bottle of whiskey in the other. Jack Daniels.
I won't be doing that either, but I will have a drink though. Mm.
If you
next week,
if you're not allowed in my man cave, if you're not drinking with me, I'm gonna get some. Maybe something a little bit more illicit for us.
No, I don't want any of that shit, Rollo. I'll have to drive.
Yeah, you will.
No, I don't. I'm telling you, I don't do.
Yeah,
any,
in my man anything. Cave, I insist upon it.
Because I'm telling you,
it's my land.
Bad luck, Rollo.
I might have to Mickey.
I'm going to ring Christy. I'm going to ring Christy up and tell her. I'll say, keep an eye on Rollo.
Are you going to tell me? You little snitch. And then get me raped again by the birds in blue.
He'll be on the booger sugar, right. And she'll be cleaning all his shit up off the carpet this time.
Hey, that's it. That's it, brother. All right, so we're going to play.
Bring
play
a bottle of wine in one hand and a screwdriver for the barbecue in the other.
That's it, mate.
Yeah, and an Alan.
No. The Barbie will be here and all. The Barbie will be here all set up, ready to go, mate.
It's like a working bee.
All you have to do.
It's a working bee at Rollo's house.
Hey. All you have to do is press the button and put the food on it.
Shower him, shave him, put his barbecue together, cook his meals, blow up his bed. We're lucky to have a friend. We're lucky to have friends like these, Rick.
I'll come out of vegetarianism. And if you're going to throw bacon and steak or whatever it is, I will. I'll eat it. Just
don't put
your
I don't think you will. So stop making ridiculous claims because you're not going
to
eat.
I can eat way more. I'm allowed to eat far more now because
I was rejected the other night.
You'll have a beer with us though, won't you, Rick?
Of course. No, that's why I waited. That's why I thought at least 2 weeks. I have 2 weeks. Because that's what I did last time. 2 weeks off and I felt fantastic. And then I started drinking like an absolute demon after that for about 6 months. At least, I drank so much.
What are we talking? Like vodka and Red Bull was I drank so much vodka and Red Bull when I got here. It was liters and liters of vodka and Red Bull. Like I was like,
that's what the dogs shit everywhere. That's what the dogs shit everywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're probably right.
There. I know I'm wrong. Right.
Dog fart. Who actually made $1 million? It was Reg Mombasa, wasn't it? That made $1 million with a dog.
Man,
with the tune coming out of the dog's tail.
Brilliant artist.
Reg Mombasa. Still with us?
Reg Mombasa? Absolutely. And his what's his? It's Chris.
I think the only other Chris one O'Donnell left or... is
no
is this, the really good looking. You to
two,
me.
Two died. One died. Oh. Greedy Smith died.
Yeah, Greedy died a week after we saw him on stage with Do Re Mi band with Deborah Conway.
Oh my God, she's you know that she's a militant Zionist, you know, or a very pro Israel.
She's incredible, like Man Overboard. I love that song.
No, I thought Deb Conway was one of the sexiest women ever.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, for sure. And she was a model. She's also...
lost my mind.
Okay, shut up. There used to be a big, giant billboard for this particular brand of jeans, and it had this naked bottom of a female.
Oh, it was hers.
It was hers, yeah. And talk about spectacular. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Deb Conway. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, she's absolutely top shelf. We love her.
She got into trouble, though, because of all the lefties being very anti-Israel, and she's very pro-Israel. And they got absolutely...
Oh, she's Jewish. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's
right. I didn't know that. I never knew that. But anyway, so they just put an album out, and it's called Right-Wing Propaganda, I think is the name.
It's a bit like Wonder Woman. What's the name? Kalel, no. Can you play that? Which is
no,
says,
Rollo,
Kalel,
no. We don't need to play anything. Rollo, we're not playing anything.
Sorry, she was in the Israeli army. You know that army Yemeni guy? Yeah, he's completely fuck yeah. If you even see Benjamin Netanyahu open his mouth, has he ever said a nice thing about anything at any time, anywhere?
I don't think they like him in Israel either. I don't think he's very popular over there either.
Benjamin Netanyahu is the nastiest. He wasn't born, he was fathered.
He went to high school in Philadelphia or in America somewhere. He actually is Polish-American.
He's a horrible human being. And how can you support Israel when you got Bibi Netanyahu, the cuntiest of cunt of men?
This is the problem, Riley. It's like everyone in America thinking that Anthony Albanese represents Australia. There are a few people like
him. Yeah.
I think he's a cunt. And
How about this? There's no, there's like racism.
No business like show business.
But there's only one word for racism against Jews. Anti-Semitism.
Yeah, you can't.
What the fuck is that all about?
It's a weaponized term.
What the fuck is that crap?
Weaponized term. Anyway, Rod, I think I'm going to go now.
We're going to go out now. My Sex.
Blue Day. Song called Blue Day by My Sex, which is a really good song. And that was I don't know if it's as big as Computer Games, but it's a really good song. I think one of their best songs. And sadly, he had a car crash.
He died way too young.
He's maybe 41 or something or other.
Up near the bong smoking.
It was up there somewhere. It was up there. I don't know if I send it to Joel, but My Sex Blue Day.
Not saying that he was smoking bongs or whatever when he was driving his car, but yeah. Blue Day. No after show.
Sorry, I know you wanted that song. I just had a system crash out. I just was like off air myself for the last 2 minutes.
You can do it whenever.
No, I'm going to do it now. I just couldn't hear what you guys were doing. Velobox was still on air, but my studio crashed and I was disconnected from you for 2 minutes, so I didn't hear what you were saying. But I know I already have that song queued up for your birth, so if you want to go out with
that. Is it one of those classic shows where you go, none of it got recorded, and you just go fucking bonkers. There you go.
We're in a new era.
I just tore my tongue out for 2 fucking hours.
Stop shouting over everyone. We're in a new era with that stuff. Velobox and the Discord stuff runs independently of My Studio. It runs on its own server. So you guys are doing your own thing. I bridge into that. But if My Studio crashes, it doesn't take everything offline. It just takes my stuff offline. So it's like two separate studios linked to each other. If I crash, it doesn't fuck up Velo Box. So they're isolated.
No, you can't request anything.
No, Velo. Can I the chat we had the other night just between me and you?
Yeah.
That was just between me and you. I don't want that posted.
You don't want
it? I really don't.
Okay. Yeah, I listened back to it and decided it wasn't a good idea to post anyway. That's why I haven't done it.
Yeah, so good, because it was just me and you chatting. I didn't realize that you – when you said that at the end, can you just say g'day to Discord or whatever you said?
Well, didn't you think it was weird that I didn't talk to you on the phone? I said call me on Discord. Why do you think I did that?
You shouldn't
be shocked either, because you're the one who plants cameras around your house to record your guests secretly. So
no, I do not. That's bullshit.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he also records people's conversations.
No,
yes,
I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you do, Roller.
You've been caught out.
I'm calling bullshit on it. That's okay.
Well, you would.
If I ever say a bad word
about someone, Rollo pauses and then goes, wait a minute, and then you go off and hear a click, and then he goes, so say that again, and then you go, okay.
You cunts. You're a bunch of cunts. That's why you're allowed here. But you watch Dexter, right? When Mia, what's her name?
No spoilers.
No, who's the girl from Pulp Fiction? The really pretty one. Her name's Charlie. You know?
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman, right? She goes in through the place with this special box, checking if there's cameras and shit like that. I don't know if there is equipment that you can actually do that.
There is, absolutely.
To make
it just detects,
yeah. Well, that's what she does. She breaks
magnetic radiation.
Yep. And she goes through the whole house, and then once it says no cameras, she takes the mask off, and it's fucking Uma fucking Thurman in
Dexter.
What
does she look like? Does she look good?
She looks fucking awesome. She's like our age. She's 55 or 60 years old. No, and she looks just as good
as she did in Pulp Fiction or Kill Bill or the. When was she looking at best?
Have you heard my theory about Kill Bill?
Go for it. Oh, the dude who killed Carradine, didn't he do the
yeah, he was in it. But I thought basically it was because they stole so much of Chinese and Japanese and Asian film.
Oh, right. Noir, yes.
And so he called the film Kill Bill because the Chinese and the Japanese cannot say those words. They're Kill Bill. Kill Bill. They can't actually say Bill, Kill Bill.
That's a good point, actually. That's funny.
Yeah, I
don't think Tarantino made any.
Kill Bill.
Tarantino
Kill
made Bill. Any. Yeah, Tarantino made any secret about taking
Terrence Aaron. He made it Kill Bill because he thought that the Asians can't say the word. And Kill Bill, Kill Bill, Kill Bill. Guaranteed. Anyway, I won't be doing an after show because I want to go and cook.
Blade.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blade life.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Blade life.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Donald.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, we'll
seeing you next week, hopefully.
My sex, Blue Monday?
No, Blue Day.
Blue Day.
Yep. There we go.
All right, guys.
I'll see you next
week. See you guys next weekend.
Bye. All right, mate. Fantastic. Bye bye.
But once